world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, treat, or any disease. Today I want to talk about how I improved my vision by 2 diopters in 3 months. I first want to talk about some anatomy. The eyes have muscles around the outside edge which control the direction of the eyes, and then they also have the ciliary muscles which control the shape of the lens. When you need to see up close, these ciliary muscles contract and stretch the lens, and when you want to look far away, these ciliary muscles relax. Now when you're doing a lot of close reading and close work like in school, these ciliary muscles spend a lot of time stretched and they don't relax all the way. They stay that way. Just a little bit though. And this constant strain continues to build and build, and eventually you end up going to the eye doctor because you can't see the board, and he'll give you a prescription for glasses so you can see the board, which doesn't fix the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem was you're spending too much time looking up close instead of periodically looking at a distance and relaxing the eyes. So since your habits did not change, your eyes continued to get worse because your ciliary muscles couldn't stretch anymore. So eventually, to compensate, your eyeball had to get longer to compensate. So your vision gets continually worse and worse with glasses, and it's called lens-induced myopia. Myopia is just the technical term for nearsightedness. And up until about a year or so ago, I didn't even think improving vision was impossible. I knew the power of nutrition and all of the amazing things that we can do with it, but I didn't think that vision improvement was possible until I came across the Bates method. Dr. Bates was an eye doctor in the 1930s, and he pioneered natural vision improvement. His understanding was that your vision got worse because your eyes were under constant strain. And he developed numerous methods to help relax the eyes to get that ciliary muscle to relax, and is known as the Bates method. One of those methods, the most prominent of the methods, is called palming. And what you do is you take both hands in your palms and put them over your eyes. Don't touch your eyeballs. You can have your eyes open or closed, but you don't want any light to come through your hands. You want to block out all the light. And what this does is it allows the eye muscles to relax. And it's often recommended that you do it 5 minutes several times a day. The more you do it, the more benefit you'll see. Some people do it for hours on end. Dr. Bates talks about one person who did it for, I think it was 24 hours, and the guy that did it improved his vision, and it permanently stayed improved. I don't know what diopter it was that his prescription was, but it was pretty impressive. But for most people, after more than 10 to 20 minutes, it starts to get uncomfortable. I mean, you set your arms up on a table and rest your arms while you are palming to try and make it easier on you. I mean, you can stack up pillows, do whatever. The amount of time for each person is going to be different. It's just you do it for as long as you stay comfortable and do it often throughout the day. Especially if you're working in an office and your eyes are strained, just take a couple minutes to palm and let your eyes relax. You also want to be constantly looking up at a distance while you're working to prevent your eyes from straining. Another eye exercise that Dr. Bates came up with was you take your thumb and you hold it out at arm's length and you look at your thumb point and then look at an object in the distance and then come back and look at your thumb again and then just keep going back and forth, distance, close. And what this does is it allows that ciliary muscle, which controls the shape of your lens, which is controlling whether you can focus near or focus far. And what it does is it allows that muscle to be exercised. And that's another good technique that you can do. Another technique that Dr. Bates implemented in classrooms of children was he got a Snellen eye test chart. That's, everybody knows what that is. It's just the big letter on top, and then the letters get smaller the farther down you go on the chart. You can find these online. You can print a PDF off and then hang it somewhere where you can look at it. And what Dr. Bates told the kids to do was just look at it every day and look at the line that you can read, and then try to see the line that you couldn't read. And he's found that those kids that did that ended up reversing their myopia that they had in the classroom. Now, these methods that Dr. Bates came up with are great for if you have a 2 diopter prescription or less. Once you get more than that, then we have a little more work to do, because your lens can be contracted up to 2 diopters, and then after that, your eyeball is too long. So Dr. Bates' method works well when you have less than 2 diopters to deal with. But when you have more than 2 diopters to deal with, then it gets a little more tricky. And what you have to do for that is what's called active focus. And you can take the Snellen eye test chart and look at the line that's blurry, just a little blurry, not completely blurry. You can kind of make out the letters, but you can't quite see it. And what you do is you focus on that and blink a couple times and see if it gets better. And what you can find is that you can make that slightly blurry line come into focus. And when you can bring that into focus, then you want to hold it there for as long as you can. Oftentimes when you blink, then it'll go away. But you're going to try and train your eye to come into focus by doing that. That's one method. Another method is what's called print pushing. And I didn't come up with any of these things. These are all things that I learned. Print pushing is when you are reading a book and there's different distances. You can see clearly, and then you can see slightly blurry, and then you can see completely blurry. You can't read it. And what you want to do is read out of a book so that you can just make out the letters. They're just a little blurry, not completely clear, somewhere in that line that you can still read it and it's not painful to read. And what you want to do with that is just read that way for several hours a day is what I've heard recommended. I mean, and you can do this while you're working on the computer. You can change your font size, shrink it down, or move the computer away, sit farther away from the computer. Or what you can also do is get plus lens glasses. Those are like those glasses that you see at the checkout lines for people who need reading glasses. You know, there's plus one or plus one and a half up to whatever. And you can get these plus glasses so that you don't have to sit so far away from the computer, and just use those while you're doing close-up work. And that's just so that you can read the text, but it's still a little blurry. And what that does is your eye will try to focus, and it's going to take a long time, because once you're dealing with lens-induced myopia, you were trying to change the shape of the eyeball. It's not as simple as letting the ciliary muscles relax. And from what I've seen, the best that we can do is 3/4 of a diopter improvement per year. And when you're doing these methods, the active focus and the print pushing, these aren't really things that you are doing special out of your ordinary day. These are things that you can do while you're working and doing other things. These are just habits that we want to develop. And once you develop the habits, it's not that much work to do. Now, one thing I forgot to mention is if you're wearing glasses or contacts, you want to take those out and get glasses with a weaker prescription, about 1/4 to 1/2 of a diopter weaker than what your prescription is. And you can go to Zenni Optical and get prescription glasses for whatever diopter you want. And they only cost, like, the cheapest one is $7. They're good glasses and they're cheap. And what you want to do is you get the 1/2 to 1/4 diopter weaker, and this allows your eyes to be exercised while you're working. It gives you the opportunity for your eyes to adapt back to where they should have been, because this is how the eyes got worse. They were trying to adapt to bad habits. So when we correct these habits by not looking close up at the computer, keeping it far away so that you can just make out the letters. That's our goal. Now for me, I started out at about a 6.25 diopter prescription. I'm now at around 4.25, so I'm still working on it. But I mean, 2 diopters, that's 1/3 of the amount that I needed to go. That's pretty impressive. Now, I contribute the speed of my recovery from high doses of nutrition. Selenium, calcium, magnesium are critically important for your eye health, as well as essential fatty acids. All of these things, plus, I mean, we're talking about the whole entire 90 essential nutrients. Your body needs all of them, and so do your eyes. Your eyes are part of the brain. Now, sometime in the future, I'll talk about the different other eye conditions that we can help recover your eye health from. But for now, what I did for reversing my myopia, I was taking a Healthy Start pack plus extra selenium, about 1 bottle per 50 pounds of body weight per day. I was taking extra essential fatty acids, about twice as much for my body weight. Now, if you want to take it a step further, Youngevity has a product called Ocutive, which has all of the nutrients the eye specifically needs. It has zeaxanthin, which is a special antioxidant that's helpful for the eyes. You can also get Vision FX, which has extra essential fatty acids. And I know some of the things might be easier for you to picture. You can look up Dr. Bates. All of his work is free online. You can read everything he wrote. You can go to endmyopia.org. That site has been the most help for me. There's a forum you can read about all of the problems other people have had dealing with improving their vision. You can read testimonies of people who have improved their vision completely. And if you have other questions, you can always write to me. Go to the contact page on freedomfrompharmacy.com. I'm happy to help you because this is why I'm doing it. To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easyway LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.